I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to another edition of First Touch. I'm Tyler Levine here with my co-host, Nico Bisos, who we will bring in a minute. Baby, the international break is finally over. The worst thing about English soccer, European soccer, hell, even the MLS, is these weird breaks randomly in the middle of the season. They always catch you by surprise. It feels like they're at a time where so many things are happening and things are just getting started. But it's over. We did it. We made it. And we have an unbelievable game week 12, in the English Premier League coming up this weekend. We have a Friday game next week to kick off game week 13, which does start before we are live here on iHeartRadio, Sports Byline USA, and Sports Overnight America. So we will cover the Friday game of next week, game week 13. There's Champions League action this week. Just so much going on. Recent news, Pep Guardiola extends his contract at Manchester City until 2027. It is rumored that following that, Erling Haaland will re-sign with City. If Pep were to leave, the question was, is Haaland going to stay? Is he going to go to Barcelona or Real Madrid? Obviously, everybody would be interested in the guy. However, it looks like he's set to stay, will most likely extend with City. However, another Manchester City guy, probably their most important player, Rodri, was quoted saying Real Madrid are the biggest club in the world. If they call and ask you to come, it's so hard to say no. You know, of course, you know, talking about how he would love to end his career there. You know, obviously he did the whole, but of course I'd love to stay at Manchester City as well. But hey, man, that's something to keep your eye on, because City went a whole year without losing a game while Rodri's in the starting 11. And after he tore his ACL this year, things have not been so smooth for them. There's some juicy Champions League action this week. Most notably, Real Madrid are traveling to Anfield to take on Liverpool. Liverpool are playing probably better than anybody in the world right now. Them and Barcelona have really separated themselves as the two teams on top. But on paper, Real Madrid have the best team by far. You can't really compare. Vinicius Jr., Mbappe, Bellingham, Rodrigo, Tchouaméni, Camavinga, Rudiger, Militao, the list goes on. But that game is going to be very, very interesting. All right, stay right where you are. We are going to get into it all coming up next year on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like an Epiphone Les Paul Special One electric guitar for just $79, a pair of Tascam Studio headphones, or an AKG vocal mic, your choice, just $19, or guitar stands or wall hooks, 2 for $10. Save up to 40% on gear in every department, and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
First Touch is back, baby. We're presented by Sports Overnight America, heard on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and heard globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Nico, the international break is over. How we doing, my man?
Once again, we're doing great. We got some great action coming with Premier League, Champions League. We got some movement with coaches happening. And it's always interesting seeing the teams come back from the international break, because you might see some upsets. You might see some teams reset and do better. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, man, I was getting grumpy. It's getting chilly down here in Miami, international break. I'm like itching at the neck for Premier League to come back, especially for the new Ruben Amorim era at Manchester United. I must have watched his press conference, I don't know, 20 times. I could not be more excited. The training sessions look great. The players are tweeting how much they're enjoying it. But enough of that. We will get to that later in the show. All right, let's preview the Week 12 Saturday slate. Starting off with Leicester City home versus Chelsea. Chelsea is a minus 223 favorite, draw plus 377. Leicester is plus 555. Over 3.5 plus 114. Under 3.5 minus 146. Is this anything but a Chelsea win? I mean, straightforward as it gets for me.
Yeah, I agree on that one. And Chelsea, they had a hard draw against Arsenal in their game before the international break started, but they still looked good. Pedro Neto looks very, very good. I expect them to win this game.
Yeah, me too. He's seemed to be a very, very good signing, and it looks like Jadon Sancho is still going to be kind of in, in that lost purgatory, for lack of a better term. Just he hasn't been good enough to get a starting spot anywhere he's been outside of Dortmund since he made the big move to Manchester United, back to Dortmund, now over back to United, then over to Chelsea. A pretty exciting game, what I think is going to be Bournemouth home versus Brighton. Bournemouth plus 140, believe it or not, that is the favorite in this game. Draw plus 260, Brighton's plus 185. Over 2.5, minus 182. Under 2.5, plus 138. I like the draw here, and I like the over, because both these teams score goals. Both these teams do not defend, and they're pretty evenly matched, believe it or not. Bournemouth have had a very successful start to their season. They beat Arsenal a couple weeks back, for those who don't remember. I'm feeling like a 2-2 draw here, plus 260. I like that value. I don't think one of these teams is significantly better than the other. And I love the over, personally. I think there's going to be a lot of goals.
I like the over here as well, and we talked about this earlier before we get on air. I will give the edge here to Bournemouth, and I understand why they're a slight favorite. Stadium holds 10,000 people. It's kind of like a weird field to play.
So weird.
Bournemouth beat Arsenal, and they beat City. Am I mistaken? I mean, if you beat those two teams, why not? Why not keep going and take down Brighton?
Yeah, I you know, they did beat Manchester City before the international break as well. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, dude, Bournemouth are flying. I mean, there's no.
They have an amazing coach.
They lost their best player too. I mean, Solanke was by far and away their best player last season. I think he bagged 20 plus goals for them, or at least 20 plus goal contributions. And you know, he walked out of the door to Tottenham for a hefty fee, and they've done well in replacing him. One that I really have my eye on here, because Arsenal have not been playing well. I believe Odegaard's back. It seems like they're finally fully healthy to some degree. Arsenal home versus Nottingham Forest. Arsenal minus 275. The draw is plus 390. Forest plus 795. Over 2.5 is minus 125. Under 2.5 plus 100. I love the over here. And I do think that Arsenal get back on track. I think that they are due for a win. I think the international break could not have come at a better time for them. But Forest are obviously, this has to be their best start to a Premier League season in decades, maybe ever. For those who don't know, they famously won the European Cup back, I believe it was in the 80s, something like that, long
before
time.
Before the Champions League was existed. Even a thing.
Nottingham Forest have more European titles than Arsenal. Let's just throw that 100%. Out there. Sorry, Arsenal fans. What do you see in this game? Is it anything but Arsenal? You're sniffing an upset here.
I will say Nottingham Forest is probably one of the best counter-attacking teams in the league. I will throw Newcastle in there as well because they have those guys up front that they can sprint and they can collab and put things together. Dangerous game for Arsenal if they go in with you know, kind of like a nonchalant attitude that this
they
game
cannot
will come
be lackadaisical.
Exactly. You have to come out guns blazing, try to score goals early and put Forest away. If they keep him in the game and it's like a 1-0, a halftime, and the game goes by, Forest can definitely do some damage. They score goals away. They beat Liverpool away. They score. They got a draw from Chelsea and they got a draw from Brighton. And those are all away games that Forest has delivered back to back to back. So let's see.
They've been bad on the road over the last couple seasons as well. And they've really, I think that had to have been a focus of theirs in the offseason, or excuse me, in the preseason leading up to this year. Believe it or not, Arsenal and Nottingham Forest are currently level on points at 19 apiece. Arsenal only have the edge. They're in fourth, Forest are in fifth by a plus one goal differential. Arsenal plus six, Forest plus five. Aston Villa home versus Crystal Palace. Villa are only minus 159 in this. The draw is plus 292, Palace plus 450. Over 2.5 minus 126, under 2.5 plus 100. I absolutely love Villa and the over here. I think they're going to smash Palace. I think that obviously Villa are prone to conceding this season. I see like a 3-1 victory here. Ollie Watkins scores. Duran's coming off the bench in the 62nd minute on the dot. He's putting one in, and Villa cruising this one.
It looks like they're having some injury issues, and I'm talking about both teams. But I think the most crucial thing here is that Eze looks like he won't start. I think he's going to maybe come on as a sub, and he's definitely the best player Palace has up front. And so I think Villa money line here is so, so safe.
They haven't looked – Palace have not looked the same since they lost Elise to Bayern Munich over the summer. And it looks like Eze almost went to Tottenham this summer. Don't forget that. And they didn't exactly do a great job of replacing him. But it's very difficult to do. It's not a club that draws in top talent. You know, Elise came in and really grew there and established a name for himself. And losing him has proved to be very difficult for them.
He's playing for England.
Yeah, they only have – I mean, Palace have one win, 7 points. So it's going to be very difficult to go into Aston Villa, a very tough place to play in general, and get any sort of result here. So I'm certainly riding with Villa money line. Everton at home versus Brentford. I'm just telling you now, this game's going to be chaos. Everton plus 145 favorite. Draw plus 235. Brentford plus 192. Over 2.5 is minus 122. The under 2.5 is minus 103. I don't think I've ever seen an over that I've been more attracted to than in this game. Am I crazy?
You are a little bit. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I am a Brentford fan because I love watching their games. And when they play away, they don't play that wild. I watch them a little bit. They're more conservative. They'd rather, if they go up a goal, they'll much rather go back and draw the opponent out and maybe counterattack. And they don't have like the same crazy style play. I think for me here, Brentford or draw has a lot of value because I think that even if Brentford goes down a goal, they can definitely equalize and even win this game.
Well, the other thing with Brentford is they score and then concede almost immediately. Listen, I've been all over the Brentford overs since they had that streak of what, in three straight games they scored in the first minute. It's like their games are 4-5, 3-2. It's just if they were up 2-0 in a game against Fulham or 1-0, that they gave up two goals in the last minute in stop.
Yeah, that was with Fulham away. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like these games are mayhem. They do not defend. They go all out on attack. Wissa is back healthy. I do like Brentford money line here. Brentford or draw. I'm digging that as well as the over. I think I'm going to launch that one too. Fulham at home versus Wolves. Wolves are in a very, very bad spot right now. They have 6 points, one win, three draws, seven defeats. Fulham are -154. The draws +300. Wolves +400. Over 2.5, -151. Under 2.5, +117. I don't want to sound like a crazy person here saying I love the over in every game this week, but this is just another one. Wolves concede left and right. The one thing I'm worried about with the over here is if Wolves somehow score first, they tend to score and then just sit back and defend, and that's it. So if Fulham can get the first goal here, one, I think they win the game. Two, I think it goes over.
Fulham money line and over 2.5, because I don't think that Wolves, even if they go up two goals, they can still lose the game. They've proven it. They were so nervous against Southampton before the international break started that they scored two goals in the 55th minute and then they just sat back the entire second half. They have no faith in their defense. Fulham is going to press up high and they're going to definitely create opportunities for themselves to score.
I don't know what the line on a Smith Rowe goal is here, but I'm loving that. Right, yeah, look that up, and we're gonna get into that. I want to get into this Man City versus Tottenham game. City is -206. The draw is +387. Tottenham +500. Over 3.5 is -129. Under 3.5 is +103. I don't know, man. City have not been playing well at all, but. You know, it's Tottenham and City, regardless of how they've been playing at home, are very, very difficult to take points against. I don't see any world where Tottenham, especially the way they've been playing, coming off a loss to Ipswich Town, giving them their first Premier League win in 20 years. I don't see any world where Tottenham get anything here. Lock me in for City money line at -206.
I will bank on Tottenham players having their egos hurt. The last game before the international break started, we had Ipswich beat them at home. So they have to have some type of reaction to that. They have to have some type of reaction in terms of their performance and their ego, because like you can't lose to Ipswich at home. Great game for them to showcase that they belong in the top six and maybe in the top four so I can get Tyler's car. But regardless, I don't think this is going to be an easy game for City. I don't think so.
I don't think it will be easy. I think they get it done, though. International break, much like Arsenal. I think they really needed it, and I think they're going to respond well. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the Sunday slate, the Monday slate, the Friday game of Game Week 13, just because it kicks off before we go live next week. We have Champions League, man. Just so much action. Soccer's back, baby. And First Touch rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce, my co-host. Do not move. You do not want to miss what's coming up next. Hurting, I felt like dying. Ooh, you're the
life. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to First Sauce, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. I asked Nico before we went to break to pull the Smith Rowe line to score. It's plus 220 anytime, plus 650 first goal. Both of those are very appealing to me as Fulham will take on Wolverhampton at home on Saturday. Before we get into the Sunday slate, you know, Nico and I were talking when we went to break. We want to go kind of back into this City versus Tottenham game. Some injuries just for Tottenham. Mickey van der Ven out, Romero doubtful, Bentancur suspended, for those who don't know, for racist comments made to his teammate, which is just absolutely insane to me. I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone in January after that, because it was to Son, who, for those who don't know, that's their best player by far, and he's been their best player for many, many years, especially since Harry Kane left. And for City, Ruben Diaz is looking like he's out until early December. Kovacic had a muscle injury. He's out till mid-December. Rodri, as we know, out for the season. Jeremy Doku, doubtful with a thigh injury. With that being said, you know, we know City have all the depth in the world at defense. It's expected. Kyle Walker, John Stones, Akanji, and Guardiola. Kevin De Bruyne is back. Foden looks like he's going to get the start. Rico Lewis might slide into that midfield slot with Bernardo Silva. Nico made a very good point to me here, and it's, you know, City have had this mentality for years. It's, you know, we're going to concede two and score five. You know, don't be surprised if Tottenham go up 2-0. You know, I don't hate that. And the more we've spoken about this, Tottenham with their lack of defenders due to injury, and City considering the fact that they give up opportunities left and right. For those who don't remember the game against Fulham a couple weeks ago, I mean, they won 3-1, but that game easily could have been 3-3. In fact, it could have been 4-3 to Fulham. And if, you know, I'm thinking if that's Tottenham's attackers in those situations, a lot of those chances are most likely goals. I think I like the over 3.5 here. And, you know, it's only minus 129, which is, you know, the fact that that is, you know, you have to pay some juice to get some action on that kind of indicates to me that Vegas is expecting a lot of goals in this game and a lot of action. No,
the thing is, and I agree totally with Tyler because he agrees with me, but I say this genuinely, when international duties are over, these teams, you know, sometimes they have time to reset. But a team like Manchester City, they have a lot of players leaving England and going to play for their country, whether it's the national team of England or Denmark or Norway or whatever. So, you know, resetting, it's not like it's going to get you any better. These players went, left, came back. They only have a few training sessions before the next game comes. And I think City is very fragile on defense, and their offense is not producing nearly anything to what they had before going on before. Like last year, we saw City scoring 3 or 4 goals in one half or like in 30 minutes. Now we don't see that. Haaland is off. Kevin De Bruyne was out injured. They're not clicking. And Rodri missing in that midfield area.
That is,
seems huge. Like there's a huge disconnect between the two lines.
It is crazy. With Rodri being out, I mean, we knew he was important. I don't know if anyone really anticipated that he was this important, because they just look like a completely different team, and they have to learn to now play without him for the better part of a year as he recovers from his ACL injury. All right, Sunday slate. Southampton at home versus Liverpool. Liverpool are -350. The draw is +475. Southampton +900. Over 3.5, +109. Under 3.5, -139. I might dabble with this over simply because I think Southampton are just so bad, and Liverpool are playing incredibly well. The only reason why I would hesitate is because Liverpool have Real Madrid at home on Wednesday, I believe it is.
They're getting clean now.
Do they start their A team here? They're starting their A team, and they're
going to absolutely.
But yeah. The other question is, how long are these guys staying on the field? Because this can easily be 5-0 at halftime, and it wouldn't shock me at all. Southampton are that bad. I mean, Liverpool -350, it's a lot of juice to pay. I don't think there is any scenario, at least in this universe, or if you're a Marvel fan, this multiverse, where Liverpool loses this game or even draws this game.
Can I tell you what's the best value in this game? And I've said this on air multiple times. Liverpool to be winning at halftime -150. I mean, that is sweet.
That is a lock.
That is a lock. -150 for and Southampton, by the way, it's a coin flip if they're going to score in the whole game. So them scoring in the first half is very rare. I see them coming out defensively. Liverpool can score from a corner kick, open play, free kick. Like, it doesn't matter.
Anything.
They can score a million different ways against this team.
Dude, so they can score when off a Southampton corner. We just saw it against Villa.
Yeah, take that.
It took them 7 seconds to get down the field and score through Darwin Nunez.
-150.
I like that a lot. That's the lock of the century for me, I think. I'm throwing that out there now. All right, I'm obviously a very biased Manchester United fan. This is the game I'm most excited for. It's probably not the best game of the weekend, but Ipswich at home versus Manchester United. United are a -160 favorite, draw +317, Ipswich +410. Over 3.5, +110, under 3.5, -133. I could not be more curious. I've been thinking about it all week. How are United going to line up? For those who don't know, Erik ten Hag sacked just a couple weeks ago Ruben Amorim, the former Sporting CP manager, notoriously known for his 3-4-3 formation, attacking football, wing backs, pressing. He's, one of those young managers who, when on the come up, everyone's after him. Has a style of play, has a philosophy. We've seen all the clips all week throughout training. Who's going to play where? Who's going to be on the outs? I think that it's going to give us over the next couple of weeks an indication to who's going to be sold in January and what positions we're going to be looking to reinforce at United. I'm curious, man. And I want to dig more into this, later on in the show if we have time as well. Just like, how do we think they're going to line up? Who's going to be starting and in what positions?
What do you think about the game, though?
I think United are winning. I think that from what I've seen from the players in the training videos, what they've been posting on social media, everyone seems really, really happy. And I think that just even though we've only had a couple of practices in, and it's very difficult. I don't want to get too excited over training ground videos. However, it's looking very exciting. And I think that we're going to come out and we're going to be flying all over the place. Ipswich got their first win in 20 years. They're not getting one on Sunday afternoon. I'll tell you that right now.
Guys, if you could see me right now, I'm bursting out laughing. and I'm enjoying this because, listen, Tyler's confidence after Ten Hag has been sacked has been through the roof. And I love it because he's my friend. And I told him at the beginning of this, I'm like, you're a United fan. We're doing a show together. Now I have to be happy when United wins. And I do. And I do feel like I don't like to see my friend sad. But here's what happens sometimes where we forget where we came from a little bit, because Ipswich, Tyler likes them and they can get results at home. And I feel this is going to be a very tough test for United going away. First game for Amorim, things might be a little bit confusing. I think he's going to keep it simple. I watched his press conference and the reporters kind of knocked on that question. What do you do? Do you instill your philosophy right away, or do you believe of building a play style around the talent that you have? And his answer was very good. You should go watch it. But tough test. This is not going to be easy. Ipswich are going to play literally you know, home game.
I think they will have a boost in the sense of, like, there is something to be said about the, hey, new manager, first game, let's spoil it. And that extra level of motivation, I think, will certainly be there for Ipswich. But look, man, call me delirious, delusional, whatever term you want to throw at me. I'm on board. I'm crazy. All right. I think that United win this game convincingly. I think that Ruben Amorim is going to announce to the league, I am here. And I think that the players are going to be bought into this style of play. I can't wait to see the lineup. I'm so beyond curious who's going to play. I think I know who's going to be up top and, you know, in those two center attacking mid roles. But the real question is, who's going to be playing left wing back and right wing back? I think Mazraoui will certainly be the right. He's going to be the right wing back. He's been phenomenal. But I don't know, you know, with injuries and stuff, maybe he'll play on that right side at center back. Who knows? But I'm expecting, and if Lenny Yoro is fit, the smile on my face when this lineup comes out, if I see Dalit, Martinez, and Lenny Yoro at the back with Mazraoui on the right side, maybe Dalo on the left, even Garnacho at a wing back. I mean, man, I'm just so excited. I wish you guys could see my face right now. I've been smiling this whole time. I've been waiting to talk about this for a whole 2 weeks now, since the last show.
How do you feel that the books have Ipswich scoring a goal on -240?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I think
we'll give up a goal. I do. I think it's new defense. I just expect us to just be really on the front foot. And I just think that strictly because our players are better, that we'll be able to overpower it and maybe win this game 3-1. You know, maybe I like the over here. +110. We're going to score some goals. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the Monday game of game week 12, the Friday game of week 13, some Champions League action, and a heck of a lot more here on First Touch. I'm your host, Kyle Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. We will be right back on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
First Touch rolls on. I'm your host, Tal Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. We're presented by Sports Overnight America. Shout out to all the guys over there, Tucker Byrne, Randy Byrne, Marty Terrell, who make this show happen, and the Sports Byline USA crew, all the producers and everyone that helps make this show run so smooth and makes it so fun for us and to those who listen. I was thinking about it over the break. I'm going to emotionally hedge and take Ipswich first half to win. Just so I don't find myself crying, because I do remember Erik ten Hag coming in. I was very excited as well. We lost 2-1 to Brighton in that game in his debut for Manchester United at home, mind you. All right, enough of the Manchester United talk. Monday, we have some Premier League action, 3 p.m. Eastern kickoff. My favorite thing in the world. This is a very exciting week. We have a Monday game and a Friday game. So we got 2 days where I could pretty much stop working at 3 o'clock, flip the TV on, and get going with some English Premier League. The Monday game, Newcastle home versus West Ham. Newcastle is minus 202. The draw is plus 350. West Ham plus 500. Over 3.5, plus 108. Under 3.5, minus 132. It's been tipped. The Dortmund manager, Nico, remind me his name. He's tipped to take over. Yes, he's tipped to take over at West Ham. Nobody believes Lopetegui will be making it throughout the rest of the season due to this poor start. Things just haven't went as planned. I was very high on West Ham at the beginning of the season with the transfers that they made. Just hasn't panned out. I don't think it's panning out for them this week either. I think Newcastle minus 202 is a very safe bet. I'm going to stay away from the over 3.5 just because West Ham have struggled to score goals, and Newcastle is just a different beast at home. Are you riding with me on Newcastle here?
Yeah, totally. I think Newcastle wins this game, and I feel like West Ham, although international duties kind of give teams a little bit of a break, as we said before, it's not going to be enough. There's bad juju in that team. Like, Kudus seems upset in every game. He got a red. He was suspended for 3 of them.
A silly red.
Yeah, Fulkrug was a guy that came in to play center forward, and I don't think he's played a game. Like, I think he's been injured.
He's come on as a sub. He's had some injury issues, but I can't understand after the Euros that he had why Mikel Antonio is still starting. Don't get me wrong. The guy, like, is one of the streets will never forget players. He's been at West Ham forever. He's scored goals against all the big clubs. He's had some fantastic finishes, but, I mean, it's obviously not working out, so there needs to be some sort of switch. The Friday game, another kind of a sleeper. Brighton home versus Southampton. Brighton minus 225. The draw is plus 390. Southampton plus 520. Over 3.5, plus 116. Under 3.5, minus 149. I just had this thought as I was reading this. Southampton should always play on Mondays and Fridays, so at least somebody watches the game, because they are so bad. If this was a Saturday game or a Sunday game and any other game was going on, I'd be tuning into the other games. But because it's a Friday game and because it will be kicking off at 3 o'clock Eastern time, I will be starting the weekend early and watching that right up to when we kick off First Touch next Friday at 5 Eastern. But there is, again, no world where Southampton wins this game. Brighton minus 225, I'll take that all day long, especially considering they're at home.
How is that line made? I mean, I would think that this game would be like a minus 400 or something like that for Brighton to win. Because in what world does Southampton go away and get a point from Brighton, with Brighton not having midweek games, because they're not playing in Champions League, they're not playing Europa League, no Conference League. So I'm very confused by this. And Brighton to win by 2 is crazy good value.
What's that line at? Because that's a good pick. Find that for us, because I like that as well. I think they win convincingly. I don't know if this goes over 3.5 again, just because Southampton are so bad. I'm not sure that they're going to score a goal in this game, but I like a 2-0 or a 3-0 win for Brighton.
You're about to get shocked. Brighton to win by 2 is plus 110.
That's great value, man. That's
good value. I mean, Southampton is terrible. They're getting relegated.
Brighton minus 1.5 is plus 110 is what you're saying, or is it minus?
Yeah, that's what it is. Minus 1.5. Win by 2 goals. 2-0, 3-1.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I'm all over that. You heard it here first. I'm locking in a week 13 bet before week 12 has even started. I'm doing it as soon as we get off air. I'm opening up the app. No free promo. I won't say which app, but I'm opening it up and locking that in, no doubt. But thank God, before that Friday game, we have some juicy Champions League action coming up. Things kick off. Bayern Munich home versus PSG. Munich is minus 162. Draw plus 340. PSG plus 375. Over 3.5 plus 106. Under 3.5 minus 135. I'm rolling with Vincent Kompany and Kompany and taking Bayern at minus 162 here. I just don't think PSG are a good club after they lost Mbappe. And I think Bayern are going to take care of business at home.
I agree. I think Bayern Munich, they had a kind of like a rough start this year. They were kind of trying to figure things out, but now they're like on full swing. And most people will play the over here, but the money line is such good value. For Bayern to lose at home is very rare.
I think they should be minus 200. If it was minus 200, I would say it's fairly priced. I think you're getting some good action here at minus 162.
Yeah, I agree.
A game a lot of people might think is a sleeper. But it's certainly not. Sporting CP, Ruben Amorim, new Manchester United manager's old club, will take on Arsenal at home, Sporting at home. Arsenal are road favorites, plus 130, draw plus 243, Sporting plus 202, over 2.5, minus 129, under 2.5, plus 101. I'm very curious in this game. Are Sporting going to keep their formation, do you think, that they've rocked with all season? Because they obviously have, you know, they've been killing it. I'm pulling up the Champions League table now. I believe when they left off, they were in second. They are in second. They're 2 points off Liverpool, who are in first. There's no way they switch up formation now, right? They've been playing unbelievably.
And one thing that successful clubs do is, even if you lose your coach for whatever reason, whether he goes to another team or he gets sacked, you have to keep somebody behind that is gonna build on the work, continue the work. And Sporting Lisbon definitely did that. I believe one of Marim's assistants stayed. So I don't see them taking the foot off the gas, man. I mean, they're absolutely incredible. They got Gyökeres up top, which is scoring goals left and right. He's one of the top goal scorers in the world right now. I can't wait for this guy to play for either Bayern Munich, Manchester United.
He's coming to United. Who are we kidding?
Rousey was no good.
Get him out of here. Come on. What are we talking about? This guy is levels. There's levels, man. You know what they say, levels. There's levels to this game. And Gyökeres he's at the top. I like him more than Erling Haaland. If I had the opportunity to sign Haaland or him right now, I'm taking him all day long. And I'm taking the draw in this game as well.
What do you think of the over 2.5 in this game?
I like that. I like that. I do. I think that Arsenal
will score, man. Sporting plays forward.
They do play forward. I think I can see a 2-2 draw in the cards here, no doubt. But I like the draw more than I like the over. I can see a 1-1 here. Arsenal away from home, Sporting at home. They smoked Manchester City. Granted, they lost their manager and most of his staff after that. But I like the draw at plus 243. If I were to have told you 5 years ago that Aston Villa would be playing a Champions League game at home versus Juventus and be the favorite, you would tell me that I'm absolutely psychotic and you'd probably check me into a mental hospital. But that is the case here. Villa are plus 133. The draw is plus 235. Juve is plus 205, excuse me. Juventus, they've turned things around. They had a pretty rough start to the season. I don't know. I think I don't want to keep saying I like the draw in this game, but they're still a very good team, and Villa have injury issues right now. They have they're playing over the weekend. Is everyone going to stay healthy there? Are their legs going to stay fresh? I don't know. I think I'm liking the draw plus 235 here.
I like the draw also, but I totally would dabble on Aston Villa winning this game because Juventus has had a great start. But their defense is not equal to their offense. I feel like offensively, they produce more goals than they did in the past years. But playing away with an English Premier League team, the pace is going to be high. And I think that if Villa scores first, Villa beat Bayern Munich. Like, you have to understand one thing is that no matter what Villa was like 10 years ago or 5 years ago, when you're playing right now and Bayern Munich comes to your stadium, you beat them, you go up you will go up a level. Like 100% you do, because like the players now know, oh, we can win. Like we're capable of beating these huge clubs coming here. And Juventus is not as big as Bayern Munich, at least right now.
The over 2.5 is +100. And I think I like that, because both teams do concede in league play relatively often, and both teams can score goals. So I can see this being, you know, a 2-2 draw, you know, maybe a 2-1 win for Villa. I don't think this is going to be a quiet game. I think there's going to be a ton of action. And speaking of action, Liverpool at home versus Real Madrid. Liverpool are favorites +100. The draw is +273. Real Madrid are +250. Over 3.5, +124. Under 3.5, -156. I mean, again, at the start of the season, Arne Slot, new manager, Real Madrid signed Mbappe. If you had to guess this line, you would have said Real Madrid would probably be -200 favorites in this game. Instead, they're +250. They're +250 underdogs. This is insane. But they haven't been playing well. They have serious issues in their squad. It seems like they don't know how to line up. One thing that's driving me nuts, and I understand that Vinicius Jr. has had, you know, an unbelievable run since he's taken, you know, the reins at Real Madrid. He's won the Champions League twice. You know, people believe he was robbed of the Ballon d'Or this season. If Earth's life depended on it, if there was an alien invasion and you said you have to put one person on the left wing in the world to play against whatever team and they have to win the game, who's the best winger in the world? The best
Marcus Rashford.
Okay, relax. <Just kidding>. Relax. Are you actually telling me that anyone in their right mind is saying that Vinicius Jr. is better on the left than Mbappe is? Because I am just unequivocally not buying that. I think that it's insane. However, I understand that Vinicius needs to play, and he's not going to play up top because he's not a striker. He hasn't played up there. But like, there's an issue at Real Madrid, and I think this is part of the problem. They signed a guy in Kylian Mbappe, who rightfully so is, you know, one of the best players in the world. But they signed a guy that is better off on the left wing when you have one of the best left wingers in the world, which, you know, it seems like they signed him for the name. And I think that is playing into why Real Madrid are having issues. And I like Liverpool in this game. I do. I like them a lot, to be honest. I think Liverpool win this game convincingly. You know, Militao just went out injured again. You know, it's Jude Bellingham has not produced at all since Mbappe came in. He's not scoring goals. He's not assisting. He's not really involved because he's playing further back, you know, on the pitch. Is there going to be like a formation tweak here? Are they going to start playing two up top? Like, what are we going to see out of Real Madrid that's going to, you know, give them a chance to win this game?
I just want to touch on this. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Mbappe, the nuisance that he's better on the left wing instead of playing up front. Forget it. He's underperforming massively. He's 100%. Missing chances. He's missing chances.
Can't stay onside.
Can't stay onside. His focus is off. That's what that is. When you're seeing a pro at that level being offside constantly, that means he's not focused. And no matter what you say, Vinicius is not leaving the left wing. And I will say for this game, great opportunity for Real Madrid to prove that they're back. Because if they keep losing, that means that we're going to have kind of like a Manchester United situation where the players are going to be underperforming. So Ancelotti leaves and another manager comes in that they like better. Because I'm not buying that this team that last year smashed absolutely everything gets one of the best players in the world, and all of a sudden they cannot win a single game without sweating.
Real Madrid are 6 points back in the league with a game in hand. If they win that, they'll be 3 points back. I believe in the Champions League table, I'm going to pull it up right now, they sit 18th. They sit 18th right now. So they kind of need to win this one realistically. You know, this is a big game for them. But I'm rocking with Liverpool here. I do agree with you, though. This is a chance for them to really right the ship, turn it around, and announce to the world, okay, we're figuring this thing out. We're still Real Madrid. We have the best squad in the world. Because that it's unarguable that on paper, they have better players than anybody else.
They do have a good history at Anfield. They do have good history there.
Yes. Yep. All right. Coming up next, we're going to get into our locks of the week here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, here with Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Change the way things are. It's gone. you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Your host, Ty Levine, alongside me, my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Arsenal fans, real quick, cover your ears. Ben White ruled out for months with a knee injury, Mikel Arteta announced in his press conference today. That certainly will not help them in their title push. But enough of the negativity. Let's get into some positive vibes, locks of the week for me. Starting off, I am going to put a Deca unit on Manchester United minus 160 to beat Ipswich. I either cannot pay my rent or I'm rich. Ruben Amorim, bring it home for me, baby. On top of that, Fulham minus 154, home versus Wolves, free money. Aston Villa minus 159, home versus Crystal Palace, free money. And I really do love this draw at plus 260 in Bournemouth, home versus Brighton. Nico, what do you got for the people? Give them some winners because you've been hot this season.
Listen, I like three over 2.5s, Fulham versus Wolves, Bournemouth versus Brighton, and Arsenal versus Nottingham Forest. And I absolutely love moneyline first half Liverpool away with Southampton. That's my four locks of the week.
I was giving that one to you. And when you said it, I said to myself, wow, I don't think when I get off air right now, I'm going to open an app faster and lock something in because that is absolutely juicy. Real quick. Who are you worried for this weekend? What's like your what's your shocker of the weekend? I'm going to start off. I think Nottingham Forest after this recent news. I think Nottingham Forest plus 795 I might dabble on a little quarter unit. What are you thinking here?
I'm thinking Nottingham Forest can definitely do an upset because they have great attackers, and I think Tottenham is going to shock the world.
Ooh, Tottenham. I don't believe in them. Joke of a club, always have been, always will be. No chance they finish top four. You are not getting my car, and I will not be getting a Tottenham tattoo. All right, guys, thank you so, so much for joining us here on First Touch. We will be back next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, recapping game week 12, looking ahead at game week 13, recap some Champions League action. Up next, it's Sports Weekend on Sports Over in America. I will be riding with you for the whole next hour, being joined by Zayden Hussain and Brock Hines, talking NFL, college football, and the world of sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you for tuning in. We will be right back.